This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 143 through 145. Enter not into judgment, my rock. Blessed are the people, one generation to another, and an everlasting kingdom. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Sanctified us in the true faith.
Let us sing a joyful.
sanctified us in the true faith.
Reading from Acts chapter 18. Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who, through grace, had believed. For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace and mercy be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How do you take correction and how do you give correction? In our reading for today, we see a good example of both giving correction and taking correction faithfully. Here we have a man named Apollos, who suddenly appears here in the book of Acts. Seems to be a rising star. He is eloquent. He is competent in the scriptures. He is fervent in spirit. And he is speaking the word of God boldly. And it says, in fact, that he is speaking of the things of Jesus accurately. But there is a problem. There is something that does need correction. Because he knows only the baptism of John. And so Priscilla and Aquila, who are tent makers, pull him aside and teach him the way of God more accurately. They have to be willing to offer him some critique, and he has to be willing to take it. Now, he could have said, well, I am a man who is eloquent. I'm competent in the scriptures. I know a great deal. I know what I'm talking about. Why should I have to take advice from a couple of tent makers? Why should I have to take correction from them about how I am to speak the word of God? But it appears that he takes their correction. And he goes on to speak the word of God in the region of Achaia and to refute the Jews publicly from the scriptures. He is willing to take correction. He has the humility to say that he can be wrong, that he can and he needs to have correction from the word of God. And Priscilla and Aquila are willing to take the time and the energy and the risk involved in pulling this eloquent man, a seeming to be rising star, pull him aside and say, this needs to be corrected. There's something that you are missing. You need to know the baptism of Jesus and not only the baptism of John. And this to a man who it would seem could have attracted some kind of following. In fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians, you see that there are in fact people who are identifying themselves as followers of Apollos. He is gaining a following for himself, or he does later. But his eloquence, the competence he does have in the scriptures, and his fervor and his boldness do not stop them from comparing what he says to what our Lord has said to the word of God and saying, there is something that needs to be corrected. We as Christians today can learn from both the example of Apollos and of Priscilla and Aquila, both in receiving correction from the word of God, having the humility to say that we, in fact, are sinners. In fact, that's why we are here today, because we know that we are sinners in need of a Savior. To recognize day after day that we daily sin much and we get things wrong, both in our doctrine, our teaching of the Word of God, and also in our lives. And we need correction from the Word of God. We need our brothers and sisters in Christ to speak God's Word to us. It is of utmost importance that we hear what our Lord says and that we repent where we have been unfaithful to Him, both in our doctrine and in our life. And we also learn from Priscilla and Aquila that we need to be willing to correct false teaching when we hear it, which means we need to know the Word of God well enough to be able to compare what we are hearing from someone who may claim to be a messenger of God, to what our Lord has actually said in His Word, and to see where they line up, and to bring the Word of God to bear on the teaching that we hear. We have to be willing to both receive correction, have the humility to acknowledge that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and that we are saved only by grace through faith, not by our eloquence, or by our knowledge, or by our fervor, and also be willing to give correction from the Word of God and to speak it, acknowledging that we ourselves can also get it wrong. Now, why is this so important? Why does it matter? Because we're talking here not about temporal things, not about advice on how to fix something at home or do some mundane task where there can be disagreement, but we're talking about things related to eternal life. And what our Lord reveals in Scripture is what He wants us to know. He desires that we know every part of the Word of God. And we should not pass over parts of it and say, oh, I know enough. I've read it. I've seen it. I know the basics. I know the essentials. But rather, we should desire to dive deeply into the Word of God and correct the errors that we have, our own errors, and also, where appropriate, speaking the truth in love, the errors of others. We are dealing here with the things of eternal life, because all of the Scriptures are about proclaiming our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we desire to be saved, and we desire that our neighbor is saved. And we want to rightly understand the Scriptures, and we want others to rightly understand the Scriptures. We want to recognize sin in ourselves, and we want others to recognize their sin, because we want to be in heaven with them. Our Lord's Word is what we must cling to, what He says, because He has the words of eternal life. And it's interesting to note here what happens. After Apollos then is corrected and he goes on to Achaia, he's able to speak the Word of God boldly, refute the Jews in public, as he proves from the Scriptures that the Christ, the Anointed One, the One who has come to save us by atoning for our sins on the cross, that the Christ is in fact Jesus. And he's able to help those who by grace have believed. The Lord is the one who brings them to faith by His gifts. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He brings them to faith by grace. And Apollos, speaking the Word of God, is able to help those who by grace have believed. And we also see, if we look at the book of 1 Corinthians, that the Apostle Paul lists Apollos right alongside himself. When he says that he, the Apostle Paul, planted, and Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. The Lord brought Paul and Apollos in on what He was doing. He used them. He used Paul to plant. He used Apollos to water, to help those who by grace, by His gift, had believed. And the Lord was the one who gave the growth. The Lord chooses to use human beings like Apollos, Priscilla, and Aquila, people like you, to proclaim His Word, to study His Word, to speak His Word in your vocations, in your callings, in your families. And it is the Lord who, by the power of the Holy Spirit working through His Word, gives the growth. It is by His grace that we believe, and thanks be to God that He is the one that does the work. And He wants all of us, whether we may be called eloquent and competent in the scriptures and fervent in spirit and bold, whether we have a following of people who look up to us as those who can speak the word of God eloquently and rightly or not, or whether we may be tent makers like Priscilla and Aquila, the Lord wants to use us to speak his word, and he wants us to recognize in humility that we are dependent upon his grace for forgiveness, life, and salvation, that he is our Savior, that he is the one who gives the growth. Thanks be to God that he, Jesus Christ, has done all the work for us and for our salvation. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish that what you want done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, you called Lawrence to be a deacon in your church, to serve your saints with deeds of love, and you gave him the crown of martyrdom.
Give us the same charity of heart, that we may fulfill your love by defending and supporting the poor, that by loving them we may love you with all our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.